We're holding on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. We left off. We have a case in the Mishnah where a man says, "I received kedushin on behalf of my older daughter," and we're not sure whether he means the eldest daughter or whether he means one of the older daughters. So we had a machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Yosi about that. So we said in the Mishnah, the mayor says that three out of the four of them are going to be included in the Suffolk and are going to need a get in Suffolk. And Rabbi Yossi says only one of them. Then we said, on the other hand, we have a Mishnah in Nedarim where it seems to be the other way around. We have a case where a person makes a neder ad pnei Pesach, and Rabbi Meir says that, and Rabbi Meir says it's also until Pesach comes, and Rabbi Yossi says until Pesach is over, which sounds like the other way around. Rabbi Yossi is more willing to say that a person is going to say something that will end up in a state of Suffolk. And so we said we have to flip around the opinions. In that Mishnah in Nedarim and say that Rabbi Meir is the one who says he'd be also until the end of Pesach, and therefore he's being consistent with what he says over here, that mochis in shnafshel sfeika, a person will state something even though he's saying it unclearly and the result is a suffix. So the Gemara continues, Amar Abaye, machloikas b'shtei kitei bonis. The whole machloikas is when there are two groups of daughters. So we said he has two daughters from his first wife, Rachel, Leah and Rachel. He has two daughters from his second wife, Bilhah and Zilpah. And therefore, so when he says the Gdola, then we don't know whether he means the oldest, or whether which would be Leah, or whether he means the oldest of the second group, which would be Bilhah, or maybe even he means Rachel, who is part of the older group, even though she herself is younger than Leah. But Abaye says that's only when there are two groups. But if there's only one group, everybody would agree that only the eldest one is going to be called Gdola and only the youngest one is going to be Ktana. And so, as far as the ones in the middle, Bishma Korila, he would call her by name rather than the older or the younger one. So in a case like that, if he has one group of girls, all from the same wife, and he says, I was Makadosh the Gdola, then it's going to be the eldest one. And if he says Ktana, it's going to be the youngest one. Omelay Rab Adaba Masna Abayas, Rab Adaba Masna asks him, according to you, so you're saying now in the Mishnah, Rab Meir had said that when there were two groups, then we said that the older one and the younger one of the first group and the older one of the second group are all included. But by your logic, suppose that there's a middle one among the second group should also be mutter. Suppose now that you have the two groups. The first one contains Leah and Rachel. The second one is Bilhah, Zilpah, and Miriam, let's say. So why shouldn't we say then that Zilpah, who is the middle one, in the second group, she should be mutter, because after all, we said he said Gdola, and according to your logic, Gdola includes only the eldest one within the second group. And the answer is, Abaye answers, Halchamayaskin, B'shein Shemalak Gdola Oktana, B'shein Shemalak Gdola Oktana. Okay, but not necessarily. You could say that, fine, but the Mishnah specifically is talking about a case where the second group contains only one older and one younger girl. It's true, Abaye says, if there were more girls in the second group, then you're right, only the first one would be Osir, not the other ones. And he says, Hachinam Mistabra, in fact, it's logical to say that, Di'im Issa De'ika, because if in fact there was a middle one, if there were not only Bilhah and, let's put Miriam in the middle over there, if there were Bilhah, Miriam, and Zilpah, and that were the case, Lisnia, then you would expect the Mishnah to mention it. The Mishnah should say that when the father lists out the possible sfeikas, he should say, I don't know whether I meant my eldest daughter, whether I meant the oldest or the middle of my younger daughters, or maybe I meant the younger one of the older set, namely Rachel. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that shows that we have to be talking about there are, in fact, only four girls here, two and two. Well, the Gemara answers back, that's not necessarily a proof. V'litaymech, according to your svara, and tzoyz shebakat rishona, devade labaya sfeik of asirale. What about, though, consider the middle daughter of the first group? Now we said when he says Gdola, the first when he said Gdola, the first group is definitely included, because we said in the Mishnah both the oldest and the young, both the older and the younger in that group are included. And for that matter, in the case of Katana also, the younger one in the older group is included. Based on Abaye's logic, Vade la Abaye Sfeika, Vade Sfeika Vasidale, certainly it would be a suffix and it would be also Mikatonila, and does it say in the Mishnah? The fact is, the Mishnah doesn't say anything about an Emtsoyis at all. So you're trying to prove, because it didn't say anything about an Emtsoyis, a middle one in the second group, then therefore that shows she's not Osir. But the fact is, there's definitely the suffix would definitely have to include the middle one of the first group, and yet the Mishnah doesn't list that there's one. So therefore, it's not a proof, the fact that the Mishnah didn't mention them, that they don't exist. But the Gemara, so therefore, you should say that maybe we can't go like Abaye, that the middle one should be Mutter, because one way or the other, he's not going to call her Gdola or Ktana, he'll call her by name. But the Gemara answers back, that's not a valid deflection. Hochi Hashta, how are you thinking to compare? Hosab Tana Ktana Didali Sura. In the case of the first group, where he said Gdola, the Tana has to mention that even the younger one in that group is also Miss Suffolk, because after all, she is older than the girls from the second group. Then we understand by a Kavachomer that it includes the girls who are older than her in that group. So the Mishnah doesn't need to mention anything. The Mishnah doesn't need to mention that there's anyone between Leah and Rachel, because it's obvious if Rachel herself is already also, even though she's the youngest in her group, how much more so any girl in that group who's older than her, in the case where he said Dola. Hocha, but in the case where we're talking about over here, the second group, where we're saying there's a difference, one of them is also one of them, the younger one is Mutter, im Issa de'ika, if there had in fact been a middle daughter, Nisnia, then you would expect the Mishnah to mention it, so that we should know, well, which category does the middle one go into? Does she go into the category of Bilha, and therefore she's also Miss Suffolk, or does she go in the category of Zilpah and is Mutter? The fact that the Mishnah doesn't say such a thing, where you would expect it to, leads us to say that we are in fact talking about there is no other girl. There's only Bilha and Zilpah in the second group. Well, therefore, so the question, sort of Adaba Masna's question, that if there's an emtsois, then she should be Mutter. You're right. If there was an emtsois in the second group, she would be Mutter. But the Mishnah is not addressing that case. The Mishnah is addressing a case where there's exactly two girls in the second group. However, Omelet of Huna Bredir of Yeshua the Rava, however, Rav Huna Bredir of Yeshua says to Rava, based on what we're saying, it's interesting that we had Abaye saying this, and now we have Rav Huna Bredir of Yeshua asking Rava about it. But Pashtos, we could say that after Abaye passed away, and they're looking over and considering what he said, then Rav Huna Bredir of Yeshua points out to Rava, who succeeded Abaye as the head of the central yeshiva, he tells him on the face of it, there's something in what Abaye is saying that doesn't seem to fit. Now, we said before, we learned at the end of yesterday's Gemara, we had that Mishnah in Nedarim where a person says a neder that will be in effect ad pneya Pesach, and we had a Macholikas Rameyu and Rabbi Yossi, what that means, until the beginning of Pesach or until the end of Pesach. Anyway, so Rav Huna Bredir of Yeshua says to Rava, Ha Pesach, but consider the case of where the person says that I'm doing a neder until Pnei Pesach, Dekikat Achas Domi, that is the equivalent of having one group, that's the equivalent as far as this discussion, as though we had one group of girls, because there's only one Pesach. There's the beginning of Pesach and there's the end, and then you have a bunch of days in the middle. What is Abaye saying as far as the girls? That if there are three girls, then when he says Gdola, necessarily he means the oldest one, and when he says Katana, necessarily he means the youngest one, and therefore the Emtsoyis is not going to be included in between. Well, when it comes to Pesach, consider that. So you have the first day, you have the last day, and you have several days in between. Upligi, and we still have the Machlokas of Meir and Rabbi Yossi, whether each of those days is included or not. When he says ad pnei Pesach, does he mean to include himself in the suffix, where therefore it's going to cover the middle days as well, or not? So you see, therefore, so how does that fit with what Abaya is saying? Amalei, so Rava answers, Hosam Belishna de Alma Kamifli. The fact is, the machloikas of the mayor and Rabbi Yossi over there is not really so much as far as machis inish nafshal sveka. It's rather, what does the actual loshen pnei mean? When he says ad pnei a pesach, mar sovar, so the mayor is going to hold ad pnei a pesach means ad kame pischa, is going to mean until the word pnei is going to is like the word lifnei, so it means before. So the mayor is going to say that it means until before Pesach. So once Pesach starts, then the neder is over. Umar sova ad mifni pischa, whereas Rabbi Yossi says the word pnei can also be understood meloshin like you have in Yom Kippur davening, like you have in Ne'ilah. Hayom yifne Hashemesh yovev yifne, which means it's going to turn away, it's going to go away. So therefore, so if we look at it that way, then it means that then it means until Pesach has completely gone away, meaning it's over. And by the way, the Ritva points out, now before we said we have to flip around the opinions. Not the Ritva, actually, the Ramban and then the Rashba point out that now we don't need to. Before we said we have to flip around the opinions in Nedarim, because otherwise it's not consistent with our Mishnah. Now, actually, based on Rava's answer, we don't need to say that. We could, after all, say that the Mishnah in Nedarim is as it is. Rav Meir's opinion remains Rav Meir's. Rav Yehuda's Rav Yossi's remains Rav Yossi's. Because now we don't need to flip them around in order to make it work and be consistent. Because now we're saying it's not a matter of machis inish nafshal sveika. It's just a matter of what is the actual loshen pnei pesach mean. With that said, since the Gemara in Nedarim does leave it the way it was, that the opinions are flipped around, therefore the Rambam paskins accordingly. When you have a machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, we paskin like Reb Yossi. Yes, usually, so here the Rambam paskins according to the flipped around way of it, which is that Reb Meir is the one who's saying until Pesach begins, and that's how he paskins. Mishnah says, here's more cases of sfeikus as far as kedushin. A man says to a woman, I was makadish you, but she says, you were not makadish me. Now, one thing we know, when a man is makadish a woman, one consequence of it is each of them becomes also forever to marry certain relatives of the other one. Once Reuven has been Makadosh Rachel, then Reuven is also to ever, even if Rachel dies or he divorces her or whatever, he's still also to marry Rachel's mother or daughter or any of a couple of other relatives, and then as long as she's alive, also her sister. Similarly, Rachel, even if Reuven dies or divorces her, is going to be also to marry Reuven's father or son or any of a couple of other, or brother, unless it's a matter of Yibum. So now Reuven is saying, I was Makadosh you, which the result would be that he's also in her relatives. But she's saying you weren't Makadosh me, therefore she's saying I'm not also in your relatives. So exactly that. Who also becreviseha, he becomes also to ever marry her relatives. This is an example of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha de Isura. He in effect, with his statement, and Hidras Baldin, Kamei Edim Dami, is in effect saying, I'm saying that your relatives are also to me. But she's allowed to marry any of his relatives because she hasn't shavi nafsha chaticha di soda. What about another case? What about the other way around? She says, you gave me kedushin, and he says, I did not give you kedushin. Then the other way around, the other way around, he'll be mutter to marry her relatives because we're talking about over here, as usual, where there's no edim. So there's no, I mean, there must have been edim at the time of the kedushin. We're going to say further on in the Gemara that there has to be edim for kedushin. It's called edim kiyum rather than edim birur. Usually you have edim. Edim on something are called edim birur, meaning that their job is just to verify for us that the thing took place. But when it comes to kedushin and gittin and some other things, you have primarily gittin and kedushin. You have edim have to be edim kiyum. Without them, the thing b'chlal doesn't take place.
Well,
no, No, it's clear that, for example, we're going to talk about an omid base. We're going to talk about what's what as far as what you need for edim. The point is, here we're talking about there were edim at the time of the supposed kedushin, but now they're gone. They passed away, or they went away to Medina Siyam, or whatever, and we can't check with them. And so all we have is the chosen and the kala say so. So he's saying I was mekadosh you. She's saying I didn't receive kedushin from you, or the other way around. So again, so she says you were Makadosh me. He says I didn't. Who mutter b'krevaseh? He remains mutter to marry her relatives. But he has sort of a krev. She's also to marry his relatives. What about kiddushin? Another case. Suppose he says I was Makadosh you. V'hi emeres lo kiddushta ella biti. She says you weren't Makadosh me. She weren't Makadosh me. You were Makadosh my daughter. Now we're not talking about where we're not necessarily talking about where the daughter is where kedushin is being received by her father for one thing, because then why is she saying about it? She should say go ask my husband which one he received kedushin on. So we're talking about, let's say, for example, the girl is a yisoima, right? And now her mother can't accept kedushin on her behalf, so she's saying you were mekadesh my daughter, but he's saying I was mekadesh you. So again, who also the Krovis Gdola? So he, because Shavia Nafsha Chaticha de Sora will be also to marry the relatives of the older one, of the mother, Ugdola Muteris Bekrov. She, on the other hand, will be Mutter to marry his relatives, who Mutter Bekrovis Ktana. On the other hand, he is Mutter in the relatives of the younger girl, because the mother doesn't necessarily have Nemonos over her. The mother said, you were Makadosh my daughter. Now, we learned before, a father has the right, al pi Torah, to say, as biti nasati le'isha zeh, to say, I received kedushin for my daughter. The mother does not have, the Torah doesn't give the mother that same kind of ne'emonus. She needs edim to back up what she's saying. The whole thing is only d'rabbanan, that's true. But b'chlal, though, even let's say, even suppose it was a case of kedushin d'oraisa, let's say the father received kedushin and then died or something, and now the only thing we have is the mother's say-so that her daughter was mekudesh, then again, the Torah doesn't give that ne'emonus to the mother. Not that we don't trust her, but the concept, the gzeiros hakol, in the Torah applies only to a father. So therefore, so the man is mutter in the relatives of the younger one, and the younger one is mutter to marry his relatives, because she herself never said anything about it, she herself being the Scottish. Now, of course, many of the relatives of the mother are also going to be the relatives of the daughter, but not all of them. Let's say, for example, Minatoda, for example, only when you marry a woman, her daughter and her granddaughter become also to you. Her great granddaughter is also only the Midrabanan. That's one of the Shnias that we learned about in Yevamos. So now for and you can have other cases. You can have, for example, let's say you can have, for example, relatives from her father's side that are not her mother's relatives at all, et cetera. Yeah, you have of the 20 or so relatives that are Arayas Minatorah, plus the 20 or so others that are also Derabanan. Then yeah, you can have a number of them where it's relevant whether we consider them also on the whether we consider them relatives of the mother or of the daughter, and therefore whether they're going to be also a mutter to him. Yeah. So therefore, in our case over here, where the mother is saying that you weren't Makadish me, you were Makadish my daughter. But he's saying I was Makadish you. So Shavya Nafsha Chaticha de Isura makes it therefore he's also in the mother's relatives. But other than that, everybody's mutter with everybody else. The other way around, what if he says kidashtich? What about kidashti es bitech? The other way around, he tells her that he tells her I was makadish here. I was makad. And by the way, Rashi points out it has to be. We have to say that she doesn't. The katana doesn't require a get from him. If she required a get, then her relatives would be also to him, because now she'd be considered grushosa, and the relatives of his grusha remain also to him. So we're saying it's considered there was no kiddushin here at all with between him and her, and therefore no get is needed for her to be mutter to marry somebody else. Because again, even though her mother is saying my daughter, you were makadish my daughter, but the Torah doesn't give her the nemonos to say that. And the daughter herself hasn't said anything, and we don't have Eidos. So therefore, the result is the daughter remains mutter to anybody else.
She doesn't even know about it.
Right. Well, she may not even know about it, but yeah. Obviously, if the daughter does marry somebody else, and later on Eidim come and say that the kedushin took place in front of us, then she's in trouble. But yeah. Anyway, but until then, she's mutter. And the other way around. Kidashti es bitich. If the man says to the woman, I was Makadish your daughter, Vihia Meris Lakidashdel Oisi, and she says, no, you were Makadish me, then the other way around. Who also Krovis Ktana, he, based on Shavya Nafsha Chaticha the Isura, is also to marry any relatives of the Ktana, because he says he was Makadisho, or Ktana Mukteris Bekrova, but the Ktana is allowed to marry any of his, and in this case, by the way, the Ktana will require a get, because, well, we're going to see, actually, whether a get is required, we're going to see in the Gemara. In these cases where he says, I was Makadish you, and she denies it, is it going to be necessary? Actually, that we're going to see in the Gemara. So he's also in the relatives of Ktana. The Ktana Muteris Bekroivav, however, she's mutter to marry her relatives because he doesn't have the Nemonis to make her also. And he is also mutter to marry the relatives of the mother. However, in this case, because the mother says you are Makadish me, then you have the other kind of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha de Isura, and therefore she's also to marry his relatives.
If they call her Gdola, she's the mother and daughter. Right?
And because, that's how it is. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so we have a number of cases in the Mishnah. We have the case where he says, I was Makadish you, and she says, you weren't Makadish me. And we have the other way around, where she says, you were Makadish me, and he says not. So it's Sricha. So we need to be told both of those din. Even though, I mean, the principle seems to be the same in both cases. In both cases, the one who said there was Kiddushin becomes also in the other one, because Shavi Nafsha Chaticha de Isura. The other one doesn't become also in him. But the point is, the Iyashmin and Gabadi Day, if you said it only in the case where he says, I was Makadish you, and she says no, you would say, Mishum de Gavra le Ichbas Leo Mikri Omar, because the man doesn't really care so much. He doesn't mind lying, because he may just say that I was Makadish, even though he wasn't actually Makadish, because he has nothing to lose by it, basically. Now you can marry somebody else, exactly. So what I'm also to marry her relatives. I don't care about them. So therefore he might say that. Abul Ihi, but when it comes to her, Ema, you might think, Ilav de Kimle Bidibura, Ilav de Kimla de Bidibura, Lehabas Amra. Maybe if she wasn't certain about it, she wouldn't say. She wouldn't say I was Makodesh to you. Where they are now, not only her relatives are also to him, but also not only if that's true, her relatives are also to him, and she's also to his relatives, but also that she herself becomes off limits to everybody. So Velitza you. So maybe in fact he should be also Makodesheho and her relatives. Kamash Malan. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling us, nevertheless, we don't accept that. It's true she has less of an incentive. She has much more of a barrier towards lying. But the fact is, not necessarily a matter of lying, but only when Shavya Nafsha Chaticha de Isura, only then can we say that that they're also, and like this, he's saying that not. I wasn't Makadish you, and therefore her words are not binding on him.
But she would be allowed to get married.
She is not going to be allowed to get married because Shavya Nafsha Chaticha de Isura, she herself says, I was Makadish. But he can't be also in her relatives on the basis of that because he's saying I wasn't Kaddish you.
And if she was a Ktana, then her words would count.
If she was a Ktana, then perhaps her words wouldn't count. Maybe I don't know. Okay, fine. What about Kiddashtich v'hi emeres u'chola? What about then we have the two cases in the Mishnah where he says I was Makadish you and she says you were Makadish my daughter and vice versa, where he says. So now hot two lomali. So why do we need this din in the Mishnah as well? We already know the woman doesn't have nemonus to bind the husband, to bind the man. And the answer is itzuch. We still need it. Sakdat Hamina, you might have thought, midaraisa heimne rachman al-av. After all, we said before that the Torah gives the father nemonus to say that he was Makadish's daughter, as we learned before, as biti nasati l'ishazer. So midrabbanan hem nuha. Maybe you should say that midrabbanan hem nuha lidida. Maybe midrabbanan, at least the mother should have nemonus over her daughter as well. The fact is, again, Tosfos Rosh explains we're talking about the daughter as a yisoma. Midrabbanan, the mother is able to receive kedushin on her behalf. Well, so what are we saying? In other words, the midrabbanan were to a certain extent putting the mother in place of the father. Like this for Yisoma, like this for a regular girl, the father would receive her kedushin. Here, the mother receives her kedushin. Maybe then midrabbanan, we also give her the nemonus of the father, and therefore, if she says I received kedushin on behalf of my daughter, then we should believe her. So it's a v'titza brata, and therefore the daughter should be also b'dibura through her words. Kamash malon. Therefore, we're saying that no, even the rabban and the chachamim did not put up such a thing.
Far.
No, the chachamim didn't go that far, and therefore only the girl herself, once she's old enough to speak or to be able to talk about it, or the man is if the man says I was mekadosh you and she doesn't say anything, then yes, there's kiddushin. If she says something and the man doesn't say anything, then also. But other than that, the mother's words don't have the power to bind the daughter. Okay, then we have the last case of the Mishnah. Kiddashti es bitcha b'chula. He says I was mekadosh es bitech. He says I was mekadosh your daughter, and she says you were mekadosh me. So ha tu lamali. Why do we need that din? And the answer is, you're right, there's not really much of a chiddush in that. I the Tana ha, Tani nami ha. Once the Tana mentioned the case where he says, I was Makadish you, and she says, you were Makadish my daughter, so therefore, for completeness' sake, we also say the other way around. It's true, we're not really learning anything from that bava of the Mishnah that we didn't have before.
In this case that we speak over here, there's no actual chuppah, right? And there's no actual living together.
Here we're only talking about kiddushin, right? We haven't gotten to nisui.
We can't say, ask Tom, do you remember? Because nothing happened.
Right, because nothing happened yet.
Nothing happened. She doesn't even have to know about all of them.
Well, kiddushin, she has to have received.
The mother received on her back, or the brother.
Right, but okay, fine, right. Yeah.
Okay, so you can't ask her what happened.
You can't ask what. Okay. Now, Itmar, so now we have a discussion what happens in our Mishnah. And we have to figure out which din of the Mishnah the following. We're first going to present the machlokas. Then we're going to talk about which din of the Mishnah does it apply to. Rav Amar Koifin. Rav says Beis Din is going to force the man to give a get. Or Shmuel Amar Mevakshin. Shmuel says we're not going to force him. We're just going to ask him to give a get. Well, the Gemara asked Aheya, which case of the Mishnah are Rav and Shmuel referring to? Ilema Ad Reisha. Are you talking about the Reisha? Where he says I was makadish you, and she says you weren't makadish me. So the Mishnah had said in that case, then who also bekrevisel v'imucharis bekrevav. But the question is that he's also in her relatives, but we say she's mutter and his relatives. Well, that means there's no get. Of necessity, there's no get at all. If there was a get, then she would become also in his relatives. Ela a sefer. So we have to be talking about it's referring to the sefer the other way around. She says that I was makodesh to you, and we believe her to make herself an eshes ish. So therefore, we'd need to give her a get. Well, then we have to figure out bishlema mavachin lachaye. Well, it's easy enough to understand why we ask him to give her a get. He doesn't want to marry her because he's saying I was never makadosh you, so therefore we can't force him to give a get. So therefore we can only ask him, look, this woman is saying that she's also because she claims that you were makadosh her. Do her a favor and write her a get so she's not also to everybody else. So we can understand mavakshin. Ela koifin amai. Why would Rab say that you force him? Omar, why can't he say, lo nicholidi it's a bit kriva? Why can't he say, look, you're arguing that, in other words, the point is, you could argue, it's koifin al midas doim. What does he have to lose from it? He can say, I have a lot to lose from it. Like this, I could have in the future married her sister or her mother or her daughter or whatever, and now I can't if I write her a ksuba. So why would Rav say that we force him to? Mele, if he himself had done something, okay, but she's coming out of the blue and saying, you are makadosh me, why should he be required to give a get to the extent where Rav is saying we can force him to do that? Rather you have to say, shmaitza ahadodi itmar. What it is actually Rav and Shmuel's statements were not said in opposition to one another. Rather Rav is adding to what Shmuel said. Namely, so Shmuel says we request him to give her a get, so that way at least she won't be stuck. So now Omar Rav. So now Rav adds to that. You should know im nosan get me atzmai. If he gives a get on his own without them even asking him, then that amounts to a hadar that he was mekadosher. Therefore koyfenoi said litin ksuba. Therefore we will force him to give her a ksuba. Usually an arusa does not have a ksuba. But Rashi and Tosfos both say over here that an arusa does have a ksuba. So here we can show that an almona or grusha mina erusin does have a ksuba. Because if there was a ksuba, obviously there's no mavakshin, then it's clear there was a marriage over here. So Rashi and Tosfos both say that evidently we have to be talking about there's no written ksuba, but still an arusa is entitled to a ksuba. On the other hand, there are Rishonim who learn differently than Ramban, I think, and others who learn differently, and they say, no, we could be talking about over here a case where we could in fact be talking about a case over here where there is a written ksuba or something, or maybe not a written ksuba, but whatever, there's something that we could say that she is in fact entitled to a ksuba. Usually an arusa is not entitled to a ksuba, but you might have a case where in fact she's entitled to collect one even as an arusa. Fine. So the Gemara says itma nami. In fact, they said also. So this again, when Rav had said koifin, we have to understand that he said we don't refer to koifin to give the get. Rather, we are referring to koifin as far as the ksuba. So now we have to bear that out. Itma nami. They said also Omer of Acha ba'ada, Omer Rav, Ra'amila Omer of Acha ba'ada, Omer of Amnuna, Omer Rav. So one version is he said it directly from Rav, and the other is he heard it from Amnuna. Koifin him of action. It means we force him and we request him. So what does that mean? Tauti, how do you have both? It's either you force him or you request him. What it means is so that's what it means. That's exactly what it means. Mivachin mimenu litin get. Like Shmuel said, we request him to give her a get, so she's not stuck. The im nosen may atzmai. If he gives the get on his own, kofenosa litin ksuba, then we're going to force him to give a ksuba because then that amounts to saying that amounts to agreeing that he was makadosher. Okay.
Even though there was no chuppah.
So even though there was no chuppah, but again, we're talking about mina erusin. So again, according to Rashi and Tosfos, this proves that mina erusin, she is in fact entitled to a ksuba payment. And then there are rishonim who learn differently and find ways to make it work, even if it was only mina erusin.
Yes, it wouldn't be the Tyson's ksuba, we just the basic.
They're talking about the basic, yeah. So now an interesting point that the poskim bring up is that once he gives her the get, so we're saying he's going to be also to marry her relatives. Therefore, to begin with, he could say, I don't want to give the get because why should I make myself also to marry her relatives? And we say, fine, we agree with that. We can't force you to give the get, but we're requesting to Taka, if he gives the get, why does he become also in her relatives? He's still saying, I was never Makadishner. So you have an interesting discussion about this between the different Noisikalim and Shulchan Aruch and on this part of Shulchan Aruch. The Taz says basically that in the Mishnah we were talking about Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Sura. Here it's more Gzeira Dirabonim. If he gives her a get and then he marries one of her relatives, people are going to think you're allowed to even in a regular case. So therefore, we tell him not to marry her relatives in that case.
Yeah, but he gave a get, so,
right, because he gave a get, and therefore people are going to think it's not a true get because he's claiming that he was never Makadisher in the first place. But nevertheless, people are going to be confused. The Beis Shmuel, which is one of the major every chelik of Shulchan Aruch, you know, has two major noisekelim, like in Orach Chaim, you have Taz and Magen Avraham, and in your day, you have Taz and Shach. In Evna Ezer, the two major ones are the Chelkas Mechoikik and the Beis Shmuel. You have Taz as well, writes on it, but he's printed on the bottom over there. Anyway, the Beis Shmuel, one of the two of them, says basically when a person gives a get, it amounts to saying that everything in the get is true. So now he's changing his mind. He's saying, you know what, I was Makadosher after all, and therefore I'm giving a get. And so therefore he becomes also in the relatives. And he mentions in that case, in fact, the Ramah mentions a point that so like this we're saying that the Ramah mentions when like this he gives her a get and he becomes also to her relatives. So in effect he's saying I never married her, but now he's saying I'm giving her a get to take off the Shavi Nafsha Chaticha Di Sura. So therefore that makes him also to her relatives. But the other way around, if he says I was Makadosh you and she says not, if she receives a get from him. In order, let's say, now technically she shouldn't need a get at all, but if she does, just in order to take away any koil or something like that, she doesn't become also in his relatives. So that's the base Shmuel explains. That's why, because she's only receiving the get. She's not giving it. Giving a get amounts to saying that everything that's in the get is correct, but receiving a get doesn't have that same effect. So, yeah. So the Shabi Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. So again, we're saying he says I was Makadish you. She's saying you were never Makadish me. He's the one that Shabi Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. Now suppose that he gives her a get. Let's say, for example, because she thinks, what if there ends up being a coil that I was in Scottish and people are not going to want to marry me because they're going to think I'm an Eishes Ish. Therefore, please give me a get. Even if he does, she doesn't become also in his relatives, says the Rama, because she's not the one who wrote the get and gave it. She's only the one who received it. Receiving a get does not amount. So that's the base Shmuel explains. Receiving a get does not amount to saying whatever is in this get is true, as opposed to giving a get amounts to saying that whatever is in this get is true.
What's about people who say, oh, see, so once you get a get, you can marry the relatives. Same thing.
So that, according to the Taz, that would be an issue. According to the base Shmuel, that's not an issue. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Omer of Yehuda, ha-mekadosh be'ed echad. If a man is mekadosh in the presence of one aid, ein choshesh in the kedushav. We're not choshesh that the kedushin are valid at all. So we're not concerned. There's no valid kedushin here at all. Because you need two aidim. So bo mi name it of Yehuda. So they asked of Yehuda, shneim moedim, my. What about if both of them agree that what the aid is saying is valid? In other words, is it you're saying that one aid is not believed in the kind of cases of our Mishnah where one of them says yes and the other one says no, and one of them has one aid to back them up? So we're saying one aid is not enough. But if both of them agree there was kedushin, then one aid would be enough. Or do we say that not? You always need two aidim. So ein v'loy v'rafya b'yada. You're saying yes, no, different times. You're saying different things. Sometimes he was saying yes, sometimes not. V'rafya b'yada. It was weak in his hands. In other words, he didn't know for sure the answer. Maybe yes, maybe not. On the other hand, itmar. Then they said, it was said. Omer of Nachman Amar Shmuel ha'makadosh be'ed echon ein choshen l'kedushav va'afilu shneim moedim. Reb Nachman clearly says in the name of Shmuel, even if both of them agree that there was kedushin, nevertheless one aid is not enough. So, Esvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. So, Rava says, in that case, Rav Nachman, I have a contradiction. What about our Mishnah? He says to the woman, I was Makadish you. She says, you weren't Makadish me. He's also to marry her relatives. She's mutter to marry his. So, what's the scenario? If there are Edim of the Kiddushin, am I Mutaris B'Kroivim? Why would she be Mutter in his Kroivim? The Edim say there was Kiddushin. The Edeleka Edim Klal, and if there's no Edim at all, am I also B'Kroivim Seah? Why should his statement make him Osir to marry her relatives? There's no Kiddushin. El Alav B'Ed Echad. Evidently, we have to be talking about, the Mishnah is talking about, there was only one aid. So you see that one aid is enough for kedushin to take effect. So what are you telling me that even if both
apostle her from her
no, what the point is, we're saying at least to take effect to the extent where he's also to marry her relatives. In other words, if you were to say, like you were saying, Rav Nachman, that when there's one aid only for the kedushin are b'chlal not chal, then how does he become also in her relatives anyway? Sure, shavi nafshe chaticha di sort of, but you have to have some basis for that iser to be chal, and with only one aid, you don't have that, based on what you're saying.
That's the question, yeah.
Yeah. So the answer is, these answers, Hochab Mayaskin, and the case of our Mishnah is, he says, I was Makadish you in front of two Aidim. So the Kedushin were Chal. But then they went away to Medina Siyam, and therefore we can't ask them, and therefore we only have my say so and your say so to go on. But in fact, if he were to say to begin with, I was Makadish you in front of one aid, then Reb Nachman is saying, we would say, never mind, that the Kedushin never took effect in the first place, and he's not even also in her relatives.
Since here, there were
two aidim at the time.
They both agree?
She's saying, Bechal, there was no Kedushin.
Oh.
But he's saying, I have aidim. They just went away to Medina Siyam, and therefore they're not available to check with.
So he has to give her a gift.
So now we're saying, first of all, he becomes also in her relatives. Second of all, we don't force him to give her a get, but we request. No, actually, we said in the case where he says I was Makadish you, we don't even. There's no gets to talk about at all. Again, if he were to give her a get, then there's the possibility amount to him admitting that he says he was Makadish her, but nevertheless, him giving her a get might result in there might be the possibility that her relative, according to the Ramah, her relatives will still be mutter to him, like we said before. But not everybody is going to agree to that.
Because she's the one
receiving the get. So it might not answer her and his relatives, but on the other hand, it might. according to different opinions. So we said when Rav and Shmuel were talking about Kofin, about Mavakshin, that we asked him to give her a get, was strictly in the second case of the Mishnah, where she says, you are Makadosh me, and the result is she's going to be also to everybody. So therefore, we asked him to give her a get so she's not stuck. But in the Reisha, we didn't say that. So in the Reisha, there's not necessarily a get at all. But here he's saying, I was, so, well, so actually, so here he's saying, I was Makadosh you before Aiden. But they went away to Medina Siyam, so therefore we can't ask them. That doesn't prove anything about the case where there's only one aid. Maybe we'd say when there's one aid, there's no kedushin at all. Okay, so Esve. So then Rava says, in that case, I have another contradiction.
Just hearken them when they're both making themselves usher.
No, they're not both making themselves usher.
The case where there's one aid.
Yeah.
And they're both saying, we both agreeing that it happened, and there's only one aid.
Nevertheless, what Rav Nachman is saying, and what Rav Yehuda is not sure about, is one aid. You can't have kedushin with only one aid.
You know, they're both making
this. So this is we were talking before about Eidi Kiyum and Eidi Birur. That's how it's going to end up being over here. The Eidim of Kedushin are not Eidi Birur, as in we need them to find out what actually happened over here. They're Eidi Kiyum. Without them, the Kedushin doesn't happen in the first place. The definition of Kedushin is that it requires two Eidim.
To see
the actual Kedushin. Yeah. In Avoda, by the way, the Rebbe talks about in a few different sichas, the point that you have in our Avoda, we have Edim of Hashem. The Pasuk actually says, Atem Edainu Hashem. You have two different ways of it. We can be Edi Birur, where like the world doesn't know that Hashem exists and so forth, and it's our job to go and tell them, like Edi Birur. The Gemara says on Amud Beis, Lo Ivri Sadi El Shakori. Really, for most purposes, the purpose of Edim is against liars. You have, let's say, Reuven lent Shimon money. If there were no, if they both agree that Reuven lent Shimon the money, then Shimon's going to owe it, whether there were Edim or not. Edim help. In case Shimon denies it, then Reuven can bring out his Edim and force Shimon to pay. So we can be Edim like that for Hashem, where just people lie and claim there's no, and it's our job to teach them otherwise. Then we can be on a higher level. We can be Edi Kiyum, where through us, Elikos is actually brought into the world where in a way that it wouldn't have been otherwise. Where without, like Kedushin, without us being Edim, the whole thing doesn't happen. So that's a higher level, or that's a higher level of avoda, not to oppose Ra, but rather to bring Toiv into the world. So you were saying, as far as kedushin, that Rav Nachman is saying you need two edim, and without two edim, you don't have any kedushin at all. So Rava says, I have a contradiction on Rav Nachman. We learned in a Mishnah in Gittin, Hamagarishes Ishtoi, a man divorces his wife, Velona Ime Bekundiki, and then they stay overnight in an inn. And there was the question whether maybe he was Makadosh again. Beshama says he doesn't have to give her a second get. Beshilo says she does. So again, because there's a concern that he might have been Makadosh again. Well, that's the question. So Hechidami, Ida Ika Edim, if there were Edim that they had relations with Shem Kedushin, the Edim would be as usual with Ede Bia. It doesn't mean they see the actual act of Bia, it means they see them going into a womb together with Shem Kedushin. So my time I would be Shammai. Why would Beis Shammai say that she doesn't need a get? Obviously, he was Makadisher again. The Ida Leka Edim, and if there were no Edim, my time I would be Beis Hillel. Then why would Beis Hillel say there's a problem? And no Edim, then you don't have any proof at all. Obviously, we have to be talking about there was one aid. So then, in that case, the one aid is enough for Kedushin to take place. So what are you telling me that not? So Rav Nachman answers, the Gemara answers back, and on behalf of Rav Nachman, V'litai Meich, knew according to your Svara that you think that one aid is enough. Ema Sefer, look at the continuation of that Mishnah. Umodim b'niskarshim b'na'erosin shen tzrichay menu get sheni. They both agree, b'shama and b'shilo, that if the gerushin, that if they were only, that if they were, there was only erosin, there had not yet been nisuin, and then he divorced her, that she does not need a second get. B'nei she'en liba gaspa, because he's not so familiar with her. So therefore there's less of a concern that they did be her. So if you're going to tell me one aid is believed, mali mina erusin, mali mina nisuin. Either way, you have one aid, sees them going into a room together. Wouldn't there be the concern that there was bia l'shem kedushin? So no. And rather, we have to say the case we're talking about over here is there are in fact two edim. We have edim of yichud. They saw them alone in the hotel. They saw them alone in the hotel. But you don't have edim for the. You don't have edim of bia. You don't have edim. You never have edim for the actual bia itself. Right. What we mean by edim yichud or edim bia means, in other words, we saw them. We saw them together in the room over there. We didn't have there was no point when they said we're going into this room together to be alone. So we had edim that they were there in the same product, but we don't have any edim that they actually ever specifically went into a room to be together. So now with Shama is savri loyam rinnin hein hein edim yichud hein hein edim bia. But Shama says we don't say the edim of yichud or the actual edim of bia itself. I should say differently. Really, Ede Bia means that they see the Gemara mentions in Makkos, for example, Mishiro Kamenafim. For example, when it comes to Arayis, the Mrs. Bastin, the Edom don't have to see Kamikho Bishweferas, the actual parts joining. They just have to see that they're lying together in a way that people do when they're having relations. So similarly here, Ede Bia would be they see something like that. When it comes to, for example, when you have a Chos and Kala and the Edom see them go into the Yichud room, really that's what it is. They're Ede Yichud, they're not Ede Bia. If we required Ede Bia, then it would mean they would have to see them in the position. But like this, we don't have to. So Beshamai holds, we don't say Hein Hein Ede Yichud, Hein Hein Ede Bia. Once they see that, so Beshamai is saying, even though we saw that they're in Yichud, that's not enough to show that there was necessarily Bia, therefore she doesn't necessarily need a second get. Or Basilo Sabri, I'm reading Hein Hein Ede Yichud, Hein Hein Ede Bia. Basilo says, you're going to say, once you saw that there was Yichud, those Edim themselves, then they constitute Ede Bia as well. Once we see that they were in Yichud together, we don't even need Ede Bia because since they were married and Libre Gasban is familiar with her, then therefore there's a high likelihood that the Yichud led to Bia. And therefore the Bia would have been Lashem Kedushin, and therefore she'd need a second get. So now we can say umoidim vadeb niskarshim and erasin. So now, on the other hand, they both agree when it comes to when she was divorced from erasin. The lawyer meaning heina heina edi yichud heina heina edi bia mipnesha in liber gasba. Now the business about liber gasba. Now we understand what the relevance of it is. When there was only erasin, they're not so familiar with one another yet. So being in yichud together is not necessarily going to lead to bia. So Basil would agree in that case, just because they were in Yichud doesn't mean they had Bia, and therefore we have no basis necessarily for saying that there was ever a new Kiddushin with Bia. But when they're Libre Gaspa, then you have that consideration. So therefore it's not a matter of one, so it's not a matter of there was one aid like Rava had thought. We are talking about there were two Edim over here, but they only saw the Yichud, not the Bia. So now the question is, do Eide Yichud also count as Eide Bia? Beshilo says as long as there was Nisuin, then yes. So therefore, that has nothing to do with Rav Nachman's case of only one aid. So not comparable, right? Okay. So the Gemara comes.
We don't say in this case that let's say they wasn't a kaddish, so then she would not be allowed to.
So you have a different. You have a different consideration in this case of Lana Imam Mepundiki. You have the consideration whether it's possible that they did do bia, but it was Hashem Znus rather than Hashem Kedushin. There you have the concept called Einonim Oseh Bi'ilase Bi'ilas Nus, that we can assume where he's able to do a bia that would be mutter, then he's not going to do one that's aser. So here he has the ability to do a bia that will be Lashem Kedushin, and therefore we can assume that he's doing that rather than Lashem Znus. So if we say that there was bia.
And then he wouldn't have to tell the Edim, I'm doing this Lashem.
So if he tells the Edim, I'm going into Yichud Lashem Bia, then yeah, obviously there'll be Ede Bia, yeah.
On the other hand, from her side, If it's the same condition, then she didn't need a get.
That's what we're
saying. Based up.
Fine, but he already gave her a get previously. Now the question is whether he has to give her a second get. But maybe that's it. Maybe they reconcile. Maybe they don't need. Maybe she doesn't. She's not worried about whether she's stuck. She plans to remain married to him. Let's say, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Omer of Yitzchak
Shmuel.
So this is answering that there's no comparison because that case of the Megarish Hasishtev, one Imam Mepundiki, is talking about there were in fact Edim. There were two Edim. However, they weren't Ede Bia. They were only Ede Yichud. And the question is, do they count also as Ede Bia?
So that's
Machlokas. B'Sham and B'Sila, whether they do or not, but nothing to do with the situation of one Ede. Yeah. So the Gemara continues. Amar of Yitzchak Pashmul by Marta Meshmed Rav Hamakadosh Beit Echad Ain't Pushing the Kedusha Ba'afidu Shnei Moedim. Till now we've been talking about. We said Rav Yehuda. We said Rav Nachman. Now we have Rav also is saying that a man is Makadish with one aid. We're not concerned about his Kedushin, even if both of them agree that there was Kedushin. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna, Makadish Beit Echad, Beit Din Rabba, the great Beis Din, which we're going to define soon who that is, Amri, they say, Ein Choshen the Kedushav, we're not concerned about the Kedushin, there's no Kedushin.
We have this whole thing. We say that a person would not bring a Israel and himself. And here they're both saying yes. And
yeah, but nevertheless, one aid is not enough to make anybody else. So the Gemara continues. So Omer Rabba Bar Huna Amkanish Beidecha Beid Dinner Rabba Ami Ein Choshen LeKedushin Man Beid Dinner Rabba. Who is that great Beis Din that Rabba Bar Huna is referring to? Is the Beis Din of Rab. Then the Gemara brings the Ikadamri, another version. Omer Rav Baravuna, Omer Rav, Hamakadosh Beit Echad, Beit Din Rabba, Amri Ein Choshen LeKedushav. Now here you can't say that the Beit Din Rabba would be Rav's own Beis Din, because Rav is not going to say, he's not going to call his own Beis Din, he's not going to say, the great Beis Din, meaning my own Beis Din said this, he needs to prove from a previous generation. So then according to that, Man Beit Din Rabba, Rebbe. According to that, Rav's statement about Beit Din Rabba would refer to the Beis Din of Rebbe. That they said that they're not choshen for kedusha.
But it can be his own bezin, but he's not speaking on himself because he's got.
No, but it's more a matter of he's trying to bring a proof. You, I'm a kaddish bein echad. I'll tell you, it's not just I that I'm saying. You should know a greater Beis Din than me said that, so that has to be a Beis Din of a previous generation, namely Rebbe. Okay, so the Gemara says Mosiv Rav Achad Boy Bar Ami. However, Rav Achad Boy Bar Ami says I have a contradiction to that. We learn in a brisa Shnayim Shabom Im Dinas Yam. Two men come from a Dinas Yam. We don't know who they are. Of Isha Imahem, and together with them is one woman. Vachavila Imahem, and they have a bundle of money with them. Now, who's what over here? Zeh Oimer, one of the men says, Zu Ishti, the Zeh Avdi, one of them says that this woman is my wife, and this other man is my Evet Kanani, Zu Chavilasi, and this bundle of money belongs to me. Vizeh Oimer, and the other one claims the same thing. Zu Ishti, Vizeh Abdi, Vizu Chavivasi. The other one claims the same thing. This is my wife, and that's my Eben, and this is my bundle of money. And she says, neither of them is my husband. They're both my slaves, and this is my bundle of money. Yeah, you can make a whole movie out of this, Mistama, but yeah, anyway. So, what's the din? She's going to require two gittin because each one says that she's his wife. And it sounds like at this point, we're assuming, the Gemara is assuming that without the gittin, she's not going to be able to get married to anybody. So therefore, it sounds like we're going to need gittin in order to make her mutter to marry anybody. And then the goyva to make subasam in a chavila, then she can collect the value of her ksuba from that bundle of money because if the whole bundle belongs to her, then it belongs to her. If not, each one is saying that he was married to her and therefore that he owes her a ksuba. So therefore, manafshech, we can take the value of the ksuba out of the bundle and give it to her.
They're both agreeing that they're...
Each one is claiming that I'm the one who was married to her. But the fact is, it's true she's receiving two gittin, but she's receiving only one ksuba because each one is saying she's married to only one of us. So therefore, you can't say she could collect double ksuba because there's no way she was married to both of them. We only need two gittin misafir.
Who's holding the money?
Let's say the bundle. Let's say none of them are holding the money. If they were holding it, would be another matter. Let's say the bundle of money is on the table in front of them. Let's say to keep things simple, so that we don't have right now nobody's muhsik in it.
Someone carried it. All
right. Okay, whatever. Right now, the way we have to go with the way we see. Anyway, so fine. So, and then at this point, the Gemara is also assuming, Rashi says, the bundle will basically munach ad sheyaveh Eliyahu. We're going to have to leave it until Eliyahu HaNavi comes or until we find more evidence of what's going on over here.
Well,
meanwhile, though, manafshech, she can collect her ksuba out of it, but the rest of the money is going to have to stay in escrow until we figure things out. Now, we have to ask, hey chidomi, what's the scenario? Id isrei sadi lahai, isrei sadi lahai. If each one has edim, that says that what he's saying is correct, that this is his wife and this is his bundle of money. Um, so uh, No, because let's say you have two sets of eight, and we don't know which one is telling the truth. So you have something like that, right? But then, mi motzi amra elu shnei avodim v'chavila shali. How would we ever believe her to say that they're both my avodim and the bundle of money belongs to me? After all, we have edim against her. Fine, we don't know which set of edim is saying the truth, but the fact is, we know that what she's saying is contradicted by two sets of edim. So how could we, in particular, then how could we say that the rest of the money is munachad shiyave elio? How can we say then that it was, rather, how can we say that she's collecting her ksuba, man of shech? What do you mean, man of shech? Either it belongs to Reuven or it belongs to Shimon. We don't necessarily have a basis for saying that any of it belongs to her, because we don't, like this, we could say, like this, we thought she's claiming the whole thing belongs to her, and therefore at least she can collect the value of her ksuba out of it. But if we don't believe her claim, because it's contradicted by two different sets of edim, then how could we use that as one of the three possibilities and say therefore she's entitled to collect her ksuba, manavshach? We don't know that.
But we learned before that if you give a get, automatically you have the ksuba.
No, that was in the case of our Mishnah where he says I was mekadesh you and she denies it. Fine, but where he says I was mekadesh you, we said we don't force him to give it. We don't even request him to give a ksuba. The other way around, where she says you were mekadesh me, and then he says no, then we request him to give a ksuba. And if he gives a ksuba voluntarily, then we ask him to give a get, and if he gives the get voluntarily, then we to make him pay the ksuba. Here it's the other way around. They're saying one of us was Makadish you, and she's saying she's denying it. So we can't be talking about where each of them has Edim. El Allah be'echad. Evidently, we have to be talking about each of them has one aid. So then it sounds like one aid is strong enough to require her to get a get. But the Gemara answers back with Tisperda. How could you think that's what it is? Aid echad ba choshem mimahemon. When you have one aid that's contradicted by another aid, would he be believed at all? And here on top of that, Rashi points out you have she's contradicting both the aidim as well. So no. El mishri la alma to kol amale pliga d'shari. As far as her being mutter to marry anybody else, there's no question she's mutter, because we're talking about over here. We're talking about over here, there are no Edim. The Hocha, no, there's just them themselves. They're Negev, they're not Edim.
No, but
if they're on, wait, the Hocha Hochikon, what we're saying over here, Sricha Shnei Gittin, the reason she needs two Gittin is we need, again, we request them to give her a get. We don't force them. We request them to give her a get. Kidei ligvus ksubasa min achavila, in order that she should be able to collect her ksuba from the bundle, because otherwise munachad sheyaveh Eliyahu. Like this, we want to be able to allow her to collect a ksuba from it, and therefore, for the mayor, he or Braisa would be going specifically according to the mayor. De Omer metaltli mishtabi l'ksuba. He says that not only karka is mishuba to the ksuba, but so is metaltli. So in other words, the chiddush of this braisa, Rashi says, the whole point of this braisa is really to tell us, like Reb Meir's opinion, mishtalkan mishtabi laksuba, and therefore we want to, and therefore, so now, therefore, it's only right that she should be able to collect her ksuba from this bundle of money. But therefore, in other words, again, we're not talking about that there are aidim involved over here. If there was one aid, we would on each side, we would ignore it. If there were two aidim on each side, we wouldn't believe her claim at all. So we have to be talking about there are, in fact, no aidim of what the situation is over here.
Are not available, right?
Okay. So the Gemara says, "My havi halacha." What's the bottom line as far as the halacha whether kiddushin in front of one aid is enough? So far, we had a number of amiroyim saying that it's no good. It doesn't. No effect, but we had Rav Yehuda saying that he wasn't sure. In fact, by the way, the Rishonim discuss, are we going to be talking about the case where the original case Rav Yehuda was asked about is there's one aid, but the one or the other of them is contradicting him. On the other hand, are we talking about so what we had is Rav Yehuda had said that if there's one aid and they're contradicting him, then we ignore that. But then they asked him, Shnei and Mojim Mai, what about if both of them agree? And that he wasn't sure about. So now, is the Gemara discussing what's the din if there's one aid, but one or the other of them is contradicting him? Or are we going to be discussing the case where there's one aid and both of them admit that there was Kiddushin? So that's going to result in a difference in the halacha. So Rav Kahana Alma in Chosh in the Kiddushin, Rav Papa Sava Alma Chosh in the Kiddushin. So Rav Kahana says, we're not concerned for Kiddushin, and Rav Papa says, we are. So Omele Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, my daitich, so Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, who was his Rebbe, what are you thinking to say that the like that, that kedushin with one aid shouldn't work? It must be the yalfis dover mi mamon, because you're learning zera shava on the word dover from mamon, whereby by mamon it says apishnaim edim apishloish edim yakum dover. By kedushin it says kimotza ba'ervas dover. There it's actually about gittin, but whatever. So you're going to say that therefore there's a comparison, just like there you need two edim, here you need two edim. E malahalan hadas bal din kamei edim dami. Well, when it comes to mammon, when the bal dover himself admits, when the bal din himself admits, then it's the equivalent of 100 edim. If Reuven says, I admit that I owe Shimon money, then he owes Shimon money, even if there's no edim. So afkan hadas bal din kamei edim dami. Why don't we say the same thing over here?
And say what?
And say that if both of them agree, or even if only one of them says, that there was kedushin, then it should work even with only one aid, or even with no aidim at all.
Even though there's a kasha there.
What?
Even though there's a kasha. They're both saying they married her.
Well, that's it. No. Here we're not talking anymore about the two cases, about the case of the two men who are claiming. Here we're just saying, stam, a man and a woman say, a man and that I was Mekadosh, you were. They both agree. So then, right. So is it valid with only one aid? When it comes to dinim mamonis, such a thing would work.
It should be the one eighth plus them, which is like the quiz.
Amalei, so he answers, Hosam, like Kachayev Lachrini. The difference is when a person says, for example, I owe somebody else money, he's not causing a choiv for somebody else. He's causing, he himself is losing money, but he's not causing a detriment to anybody else. Hocha, Kachayev Lachrini, here he's causing chiyuv to somebody else because the fact is that by saying that it makes that she's an aishas ish. She's also to everybody else. So therefore, we need aidim for that. So yeah, actually, there's two different ways of understanding.
They're both saying that.
One second. Rashi says the point is that now her relatives become also to him and his relatives become also to her. So in that sense, then each of them is causing a detriment to the other one. The Rashba mentions the point that also she becomes also to everybody else because now they're saying she's an Ashes Ish. So in other words, so it's not the same kind of Hadar. When I say I owe money, then that's how Dasbal didn't come Adam dummy. It's not impinging on anybody else. But here saying, even if they both say, I was Makadish you were Makadish me, but there's only one aid, or there's no aidim at all, nevertheless, it has more of an effect. It has the effect of making her also to everybody else, and it has the effect of making their relatives also to each other, and therefore you can't do that without aid.
The person can make a chayv to himself, or the
person can make a chayv to himself,
or to other person.
No, he's saying, I owe money, therefore it's a chayv that I owe. He can do that. So the Gemara continues in that vein. Mazuter v'Rav Abba Sava b'nei d'Rav Mori bar Isu polig nichsayu b'hadi adori. The Mazuter and Rav Abba Sava, who were the sons of Rav Mori bar Isu, they were dividing up their inheritance with one another. Rav Mori had passed away, and his sons are dividing things up. Also, kamei d'Rav Ashi. So they came to Rav Ashi what happened was rather they were no. So it's not a matter of Yerusha. They were partners, rather. They're brothers. They also had a partnership, and now they want to break up the partnership. Also, the kamei de Rav Ashi. So they came to Rav Ashi. Omrulei. So they said, do we say apishnei edim omer achmana? When the Torah says you need two edim for dinim amenis, is only di boi lemeder lematzu hadri bahu? Is only so that in order, if they want to change their mind afterwards, they won't be able to because the Edim will, or not change their mind. But if they want to deny later on that there was such and such an agreement, then the Edim will contradict them. Well, we're not going to. Once we divide it up, we're honest people, we're brothers, we're not going to try to cheat one another. So therefore, we can do it without Edim. Or maybe the matter gets established and it only happens only if there are Edim, and no Edim means it doesn't happen at all. It's not Chal. Amalahu, said Rav Ashi, answers them, Le'ivru sadi el l'shakori. Edim are needed only for liars. So in the case of dinim mominis, you don't need edim. If two people want to do like you, want to break up your partnership on your own, you can do that without edim. So Tosfos adds, for that matter, the same thing as far as a kinyan. You don't necessarily need edim for a kinyan.
Two guys trust one another.
If the two guys trust one another. But when it comes to kedushin, we're saying over here, that's different. So now the Gemara doesn't use the terminology over here, but the Rishonim use the terminology that the edim of kedushin and of gittin are ede kiyum. Well, it's related. I mean, we said over here, like mekayim milsa. Without edim, a get or kedushin does not b'chlal take effect. So in other words, not even a matter of they agree with one another. Now there are some Rishonim who say ultimately, since we had a machlokas in the Gemara over here, Rav Kahana and Rav Papa, maybe the halacha is like Rav Papa, and we are choshesh the kedushin ve'ed echad to the extent that we require a get. Maybe so. There are some Rishonim who say that most poskim hold that it's not an issue that where there's only one aid, then there was bechlal no kedushin.
Even though they both agree to it
and everything, but according to most Rishonim, if the halacha ends up being that if there's one aid, then nothing happened. There are a minority of Rishonim that say that that in that case you would have to be choshish and maybe you'd have to give her a get to be on the same side.
Or they could
be married. Obviously, they could do kedushin properly in front of two aidim. And this kind of thing is also sort of negea when you get to the whole question of civil marriages. So there you have, you know, a couple decides they want to be married and they get married in a court or whatever, but they didn't have chuppah of a kedushin. Is it considered a valid marriage on pi'alacha or not? After all, they both agree they want to be married. Famously, there was a machlokas about this between Moshe and Rabbi Yosef of the Yo Henkin, who was also one of the great poskim in America. Rav Moshe writes in a couple of his truvas, there's no issue with it. Yes, they intend to be married, but they don't intend to be married in the way that the Torah defines marriage. So therefore, a civil thing. So therefore, if they end up getting divorced, she doesn't need a get. On the other hand, Rav Henkin held that no, the fact is they do both agree they want to be married. You may not have Eidim, fine, but we're saying over here that even only Eid Echad, there may be reason for a suffix. And in any case, here it would be maybe like what we said before about Eid, the fact is everybody sees that they're living together. So it's like Eid Yichud and Eid Biyah that we talked about before, and they both agree. So it should be considered a marriage, la halacha, and she should require a get.
As far as it goes.
Yeah. Barrel wine, actually. So the Lamaisa people usually follow Rav Moshe in that, but Barrel wine tells an interesting story about this. Rav Henkin in his later years had Alzheimer's. And when a person has Alzheimer's, then they're forgetful and they say anything that comes to their mind. So now, besides this, there was another famous machloikas that Rav Henkin had with the with Gdolei Yisrael of his time on the question of, now like this, on Rosh Hashanah. We're davening lasts till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, so you're not eating till long past chatzos because you're not supposed to eat before tkiyas shofar. So in many yeshivas, they developed the minhag to make kiddush after shachris before tkiyas, and that way at least they're not fasting till after chatzos. Rav Henkin didn't like that. The fact is, you're not supposed to eat before shofar. You're not supposed to eat before shofar. But again, with both of these things, he didn't want to make a big public deal of it because he didn't want to make an open machlokas like that. So now, when he had Alzheimer's, Barrel Wine tells the story. What is he saying over and over again when, like, the filter on his brain is removed? And he's saying whatever comes to mind, he keeps on saying over and over again, no kiddush before tkiyas, she needs a proper get. Those are the two things, like, he had been suppressing in his mind all these years. He didn't want to speak them out. And now, when he couldn't control himself anymore, those are the two things that are uppermost on his mind, he keeps on saying.
No
kiddush before tkiyas, and she must receive a proper get. Like you have sometimes, you know, a person anywhere who has Alzheimer's, they blab everything, you know, just anything that random from their brain. He his machshavas were in learning and in halacha and so much that was what was yeah.
I never heard the name.
He's not as well known as Rav Moshe and some of the other Gdolei Yisrael, but he was a pretty prominent posik in his time. Here in America, yeah. He came over from Europe, but yeah, he was in America for several decades, yeah. He has descendants now also who've become somewhat prominent rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. He has a grandson actually who unfortunately was killed in a terrorist attack a few years back. He was a prominent young Talmid Chacham, but yeah, it's a family of Talmid Chacham. Yeah.